Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is 28th January 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be filled with all powers, and by practicing exercise, fill your life with subtle powers. Explanation: Mother Brahma has spiritual motherly attachment for you children, and with the invocation of subtle love, he therefore makes a special group of you children emerge in the subtle region and feeds you with the nourishment of power, just as they were fed ghee here and also made to do exercise. In the same way, he also feeds you ghee in the subtle region, that is, he gives you things with subtle powers and also makes you practice exercise. He makes you race around the three worlds so that there can be special hospitality in your lives and all the children become filled with powers. So in today's blessing, Baba is saying, Brahma Baba has got spiritual motherly love, spiritual Ruhani Mamta for you children. And what he does? Two things. He feeds you spiritual ghee and he teaches you exercise in the subtle region. Which ghee? All powers. And which exercise? Race through the three world, tour around the three world. In today's Sunday's Murli also, Baba said Brahma does five things. First, he gives you palna, spiritual motherly sustenance. Spiritual motherly sustenance of purity. So first is palna, second is lullaby. Lullaby is lori. Third is lap. Fourth is, what are the five things in today's Murli? Brahma Baba does blessings. He gives you two blessings. He gives you sustenance of purity. He sings lullaby for you. He gives you lap and he makes you swing in the swing. So he makes you swing in the swing of happiness. One. He gives you godi, lap of remembrance. Two. Three. He gives you two blessings. What are the two blessings Baba gives us? Brahma Baba gives us, may you be pure and may you be yogi. Two blessings. And he gives us a lullaby, a cradle song. So what is that lullaby? Eight things. May you be, you be a pure soul, a yogi soul, an elevated soul, a soul equal to the Father, embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of virtues, embodiment of peace, embodiment of happiness. So this is an lullaby Baba sings for you. By this lullaby he makes you go to sleep. There was a saint in South India, Madalasa. She is very famous for singing the song to her baby, Shuddhosi, Pavitrasi, like that. She is giving a cradle to the small child. When the child used to cry, she used to say, Shuddhosi, may you be pure. Pavitrosi, you may be pure, you may be very, very spotless, you may be spiritual. Atmosi, you are soul, you are soul. This is how that mother used to make that child sleep. So here Brahma also is giving you a spiritual lullaby. He is giving you spiritual lap of remembrance. He is making you swing in the swing of happiness. So swing is there, lap is there, lullaby is there, and blessing is there, and palna, spiritual, elder motherly, spiritual sustenance of purity. So these are the five things Brahma Baba does. And in today's blessing, what Baba is doing? Baba is saying Baba is having Ruhani Mamta, spiritual motherly attachment to you children. And he does two things. First, he gives you ghee. Which ghee? Ghee of all powers. And where he gives you that ghee? In the subtle region. So yesterday's blessing, if you remember all of you, he gives you an invitation first of all. 10 things we have discussed yesterday. He gives you an invitation, so you are invited. So you reach. He comes in the morning. He comes or his angels or his messengers, devdoots. So they come, you receive an invitation, you are cordially invited to the subtle region for having a picnic or excursion with Bab Dada. So first step is First step is you receive an invitation. Next step is you switch on the switch off. You switch on your switch of thought. Means you bring that thought that I have to go. Then you sit in the plane of intellect. Once you sit in the plane of intellect, fill with double refined petrol. What is that double refined petrol? In the incorporeal form, I am soul, son of supreme soul. And in the corporeal form, what is the intoxication? All relationships with one. So this is a double refined petrol. You fill with double refined petrol. Your intellect plane. And then you go to the subtle region. So these are the five things. So once you reach the subtle region, subtle world, you again do five things there. First, take all the rays of the sun. The ray, the sun of knowledge is in front of me and all his rays are coming upon me. One. Second, the moon of knowledge is in front of me, Brahma Baba, and he is giving his coolness, Sheetalta, Chandini, his light upon me, and I am receiving all that light. Third, you play with Baba. So, Sushil Bhai, what are the five plays you do with Baba? Yesterday that was your homework. What are the plays played by two people? Yesterday in Gyan Sarovar we had a class, so there are so many suggested. Somebody suggested chess we will play, Ludo, Carom, then badminton, and somebody was saying table tennis, and many, then somebody was saying hide and seek. So we will play all of these things with Baba. So play all these things with in the subtle region, and then do picnic. In picnic you sing, you dance. In picnic you eat, you do some competitions, you run after each other, or you do something, whatever you want to do. So you also decide venue and you decide menu for your picnic. Both things are necessary. And the last thing which you have to do in the subtle region is tour of the three worlds. You come down, you go up, you give sakash to the whole world, make a move around everywhere. So touring. So here also you can add now 5-7 things. In yesterday's this blessing you can add these 7 things. This was also Murli which was recently had come in Sunday. So here 5 things Brahma Baba does. First, yesterday's Murli, take all the moonlight from him. Okay? And now he is doing 7 things. What? First of all, he is giving you sustenance, palna of purity. One. So imagine that he is making me, he is giving me that his hand of purity is upon me. He is giving me that palna of pure sustenance of purity, motherly palna. Second, he is making me, giving that cradle song. Cradle is that jhula. So he is making me sleep in that love with lullaby. May you be pure soul. May you be a yogi. May you be an elevated soul. May you be a soul equal to the Father. May you be embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of virtues, embodiment of peace, embodiment of happiness. So second is lullaby. Third is, he is making you swing in the swing of happiness, jhula. Fourth, he is giving you two blessings, yogi bhava and pavitra bhava. So may you be a yogi, may you be a pure soul. So he is giving two blessings. Then, what else? Ghee. He is making me drink ghee, ghee of all powers, so that I become very strong. You know that in Mahabharata it is shown that Bhim, there was a Duryodhan, he plotted against Bhim and he was made to drink some kheer, and then they bundled him up and threw him in the ocean, and he goes down thinking that he is dead now, but Bhim reaches that kingdom of snakes, and the snake, the king of snakes, gives him nectar to drink, by which he becomes he gets the power of 10 elephants. So this is what happens. In the similar manner, so this, you know, even that life of Tenali Rama, when goddess gets pleased with him, so she gives him two things. One is knowledge, wisdom, and another is wealth. She gives him to choose out of the two. What he does, he mixes both of them and he drinks. So he becomes wealthy also and he becomes powerful also. So here you can imagine that Brahma Baba is giving you a katori, a container containing ghee, pure ghee, and then he has filled all the powers in that. So you take that ghee, or rather if he gives you 2-3 options, one is knowledge, one is power, peace, happiness. So what you do? You mix everything. And you drink so that you become embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of powers, embodiment of virtues, embodiment of peace, embodiment of happiness, embodiment of purity. Everything comes in you. So, ghee, one is, sixth is ghee, and seventh last, what he is doing? He is teaching you exercise to make you healthy. Which exercise? To race around the three world. This is the most important exercise, which is not taught anywhere. So this is a spiritual gymnasium. We are spiritual gymnasts. This is spiritual arena, akhada, where we have come. This subtle world is that spiritual arena, akhada, where we are going to become bodybuilders. There are three types of powers described in Mahabharata. Bahubalam, you become Bahubali. Lot of people talk about that Bahubali. Some movies there I heard. So he is very powerful. He will do anything. So he is Bahubali. But you don't have to become Bahubali. There is something who is known as Buddhibal. He is a Buddhibali who is very intelligent. And then there is a one more stage. Yogabalam, Atmabalam. So you have to become Atmabali or Yogabali or Soulbali, Yogbali, whatever you call it. So you have to become a spiritual gymnast, a spiritual bodybuilder, a spiritual who brings about spiritual khalbali, spiritual revolution, spiritual upheaval in the world. Because the world is already in the stage of material halchal, upheaval. So you are the one who brings spiritual khalbali or spiritual upheaval in the world. So you have to become spiritually strong, spiritual bodybuilder, spiritual gymnast, spiritual maharati, whatever you call it, by drinking ghee and doing those sit-ups or whatever you call it. You have to have spiritual biceps and spiritual triceps. You know, they make 5 packs and what? 6 packs and all that things. So you have to become 8 packs here, filled with 8 powers. 8 packs. They must never have heard of 8 packs. It's only 6 packs, no? Yeah, maximum 6 packs. So here we become 8 packs. So this is how Brahma Baba is giving us sustenance. Om Shanti.